WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This Sunday, the Disney Channel presents Paul Simon Solo. It's the first American airing of a 1988 British documentary on the singer-songwriter. Television critic David Bianculli has this review.
This one-hour documentary was made the year after Paul Simon released Graceland, but it's still timely. Simon hasn't released another album since. Besides, most of Paul Simon's solo is about Simon's older work, including some much older work.
The first song that we sang was called The Girl For Me. It went like this. Oh, the girl for me is standing there. That's the one, flowers in her hair. I'll always love her, and I know she'll be true. She'll be true. Oh, the girl. That was our first song. I wrote that when I was 13.
Writer and interviewer Paul Stein does some clever things in this fast-moving, music-filled hour. Specifically, he makes Simon do a lot of the work. To show how Simon writes songs, Stein has Simon give a guided tour of his lyric-filled notepads. To draw Simon out about his childhood and early musical influences, Stein has Simon navigate a guided tour of his old Forest Hills neighborhood in Queens. That's the trick that gets Simon to talk about his first encounter with Art Garfunkel, in tones suggesting equal parts admiration and envy.
He was the kid who sang in the assembly, in the talent show. He sang, and everybody thought it was just great. When I heard that, I said, I wonder if I can sing. So much fuss over Garfunkel, I think I'll see if I can sing something.
Not that this show devotes too much time to Simon and Garfunkel. In his narration, Stein dismisses Garfunkel, rather meanly, as a smooth purveyor of bland ballads. Instead, the emphasis is on Simon's solo work. And even bad questions by Stein, who might be described as a pompous purveyor of indulgent interviews, are rescued by good answers from Simon.
Presley died in 1977, and a few years after that, you and your son made the trip to Graceland, his rather garish mansion. And yet you've somehow managed to turn the name into a symbol of something that is elegiac and lyrical on the title song of your album.
Well, first of all, I never went there with my son. All the songs aren't exactly about what happened. There's some element of imagination in there. I was in Lafayette, Louisiana, and I drove up to northern Louisiana through the Mississippi Delta. Up through Mississippi and then into Memphis. And that trip was the opening verse of the song.
The Mississippi Delta was shining like a national guitar.
Even though Stein sometimes fails to follow an interesting line of questioning, give him credit for taking a rock composer seriously. If Paul Simon is any indication, there's real series potential here for documentaries about rock composers. Not all of them would be willing or able to discuss their music and inspiration so honestly and articulately, but I'd suggest starting with, say, Randy Newman and Pete Townsend of The Who and Jackson Browne. All of them, like Paul Simon, have written wonderful music for a generation, and I'd watch every one because it's my generation.
David Bianculli is TV critic for The New York Post.